The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers of Madani Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Journey of Ramadan. In this program, we select beautiful, different topics which will benefit us, especially in Ramadan Al-Kareem. Today, inshallah, we'll be talking about Salah of Allah-fearing people. What was the Salah of pious predecessors? How they used to offer Salah? And then we'll try to compare ours with them in order to improve our Salah, our prayer. In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be with us from start till end, immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, you'll be learning. But let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrat Allama, Maulana, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset. We should not forget to make good intentions. I make this intention, I'll deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You watch, you can make this intention. You watch from beginning till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Respected viewers, talking about the spiritual exercises and acts of worship of the blessed companions radiallahu anhum, and relating the event of two blessed companions, the Jabir has stated, once we went to a ghazwa battle, along with Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, on the way back, we passed through a mountainous area. Where beloved Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ordered us to stay. All the blessed companions radiallahu anhum stayed there to rest. The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, who amongst you will keep a watch tonight? A muhajir and an Ansari companion radiallahu anhuma stood up and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we would like to have this privilege. Please accept us. We want to do this duty. Both got ready to keep the watch after taking permission from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Both consulted each other. And then Ansari Sahabi radiallahu anhu said, let's do one thing. One of us will keep watch in the first half of the night while the other should sleep. Then the other will keep the watch in the remaining half of the night and the first one will sleep. Therefore, you rest while I'm awake, then you keep the watch. So this was decided between them. Thus the Muhajir companion of the Allahu An started having a rest. And the Ansari companion of the Allahu An got ready to keep watch. After a while, he started offering Salah and reciting Surah Al-Kahf. An enemy came and climbed onto a hilltop and saw that a person was offering Salah. He drew his bow and taking an aim, fired an arrow to the blessed companion. The arrow pierced his body, but he radiallahu anh did not move and remained busy offering Salah. Cruel enemy shot another arrow that also entered his blessed body. He radiallahu ta'ala did not break his salah. He then shot the third arrow, which also came straight and pierced his body after injuring him. He radiallahu ta'ala performed ruku and sujood and completed his salah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. After completing his salah, he woke up his companion. When the enemy saw that the blessed companion radiallahu anhu was not alone, but his companions were also near him, he immediately ran away. When the Muhajir companion radiallahu anhu saw this condition of his companion, he took out the arrow quickly and asked, why did you not wake me when the enemy attacked you. The Ansari companion radiallahu anhu, who was a devotee of Quran and Salah, replied, I started a surah in Salah. I did not like to break the Salah after leaving the surah incomplete. Allahu Akbar. By Allah, if the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had not given me the responsibility of keeping watch, I must have completed the surah even by giving my life. Since the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam ordered me to keep a watch, it was my responsibility to carry out in a proper way. When I found myself seriously injured, I cut my salah short due to the same sense of responsibility and woke you up so that the enemy may not attack anymore. Respected viewers of Madinjan, this was the passion of Sahaba-i-Kiram. This was the salah of Sahaba-i-Kiram Ali ibn Ridwan. That was the love they had for salah. With such devotion and love they used to pray. They used to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the love they possessed for Quran, that they did not even want to leave a surah incomplete, even if it would cost their own life. What is our condition? I need to ask from myself. Those who are watching, they need to ask from themselves. How much focus do we have within our salah? With what devotion do we offer salah? We just rush. We just want to finish as soon as possible. And what sort of attachment do we have in the recitation of the Holy Quran? There are people, they have memorized many surahs of the Quran, but they would only read small surahs, you know, to finish salah quickly. But do you know, when Quran is recited within salah, carries more reward than recited outside of salah. Allahu Akbar Kareem. Look at the passion, devotion of Sahaba-i-Kiram and the Sahabi Rasul in specific we are talking about. He said that if the responsibility of keeping watch was not upon my shoulders, I would have given my life, but I would not stop reciting the surah which I had started without completing it. If only we can learn some lesson from the seerah of Sahaba-i-Kiram, and we can also have some sort of love and devotion within our salah. Respectively, there are individuals, they have not learned salah properly. There are certain individuals, they have just read salah very quickly, they rush, they don't do proper ruku and proper sujood. They don't know what are the fara'id, wajibat, sunan, mustahabbat, what are the makruhat, what acts break salah. Let me share that it is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari, volume 1, hadith 808. Sayyidina Hudhaifa bin Yaman radiallahu ta'ala saw a person who would not perform ruku and sujood completely during salah. He radiallahu ta'ala said to him, if you die whilst offering salah in the way you have just offered, you will not die in accordance with the teachings of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is also narrated that he radiallahu anhu asked, how long have you been offering salah like this? The person replied, for 40 years. He radiallahu anhu said, you have not offered any salah at all for 40 years. And if you die in the same state, you will not die on the religion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah azza wa jal protect our faith. Khudaya bure khatme se bacha le. Gunahgar hai jaan malab ya ilahi. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyil ameen. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه has narrated that رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم came to a masjid. A person came and offered salah and then went to the Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم and said salam to him. The beloved رسول صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم replied to his salam and said, go and offer salah because you have not offered salah correctly. The man went back and offered salah in the same way. He then came back to the court of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said salam to him. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied to his salam and said, go and offer salah because you have not offered salah. This happened thrice, the man humbly said, by him who has sent you with the truth. I know the same salah. Please teach me. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, when you stand for salah, say takbir and then recite as much from the Holy Quran as much you can recite easily. And then perform ruku calmly. Then raise your head from the ruku and stand up straight. Then perform sajda calmly. Then raise your head and sit calmly and then complete the whole salah in the same way. And this hadith is mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari. Hadith number 757. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam taught Sahabi Rasul how to perform salah calmly. You should not rush. You should not hurry in worship. Especially in salah. Namazon mein mujhe hargiz na ho susti kabhi aqa padhun panchon namazein ba jamaat ya Rasulullah. From this blessed hadith, it has been learned that it is wajib to repeat the salah due to wajib being missed. So it is necessary. You have to repeat salah if any wajib of salah is missed. Remember, sajda sahav becomes wajib if a wajib is missed forgetfully during the salah. And if wajib is missed deliberately, then performing salah again becomes wajib. Repeating that salah becomes wajib. Moreover, it has been learned that it is wajib to offer salah calmly because that elderly man came after offering salah hastily. Therefore, he was asked to repeat his salah. That is, every time when he would come after offering salah, he would say salam and would be asked to go back to repeat his salah. The blessed and beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam did not teach him the method of salah in a very first time, but rather he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him the method after making him offer salah many times so that he could remember this event and could memorize this ruling very well, because the thing we get with great effort and weight settles in the mind. You keep on making mistakes, then you repeat it, you put effort, and then you learn something that why was I doing this mistake repeatedly? That's where I need to correct. So you remember and that settles in your mind. Islam with us. From this blessed hadith and its commentary, sharah, it has been learned and it becomes obvious that we should offer salah with extreme calmness, without any haste. It has been stated in the blessed hadith, perform ruku with calmness. Then stand up straight, raising your head from ruku, then perform sajda with calmness. Then sit calmly, raising your head from sajda. This is called Ta'dil-e Arkan. Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has stated in Bahari Shariat, maintaining Ta'dil-e Arkan, i.e. standing after ruku and sitting between two sajdas, for the moment of time in which Subhanallah can be uttered at least once, is wajib, necessary. Sajda sahav becomes wajib if someone forgets ta'dil-e arkan. Now this is a very common mistake. People, they perform ruku and they don't stand up straight. They do not straighten their back and they rush towards sajda straight away without staying there for at least Subhanallah can be said. And people, when they do sajda, they go to sajda, and when they come back, sit up, they do not sit up straight. They do not straighten their back, and they do not stay there for at least a Subhanallah can be uttered. They just do sajda, come back, and without straightening their back, they go to sajda again. You could have seen people doing this way, or you might be offering salah like this. Allahu Akbar. So that means you are missing ta'dil-e arkan. You are missing that required pause. You are missing what is wajib. And if forgetfully missed, sajda sahw becomes wajib. But if deliberately missed, you have to repeat your salah. So respect the views of Madinah. This is very important. We need to seek knowledge. We need to learn how to offer salah. First of all, we need to know what are the preconditions of salah. What are the fara'id of salah? What are essential obligatory acts which are must to perform within salah? Then we need to learn the wajibat, necessary acts which are important to learn. We need to seek knowledge of that. Because if we don't know what are the wajibat, how will we know that we missed it forgetfully and then we have to do sajda-e sahw? If we know only, we'll be able to do. So approximately 96 sunnahs of salah are there. Do we know all of them? And then there are mufsidat of salah, which invalidate our salah. There are certain makruhat of salah, disliked acts within salah, which we need to avoid. There are certain makruhat tahrimi within salah, which we need to avoid. There's a complete knowledge which is required to seek, but unfortunately we do not have that. In our life, we do many courses in order to improve in certain subject or areas. Additional courses in order to improve our CV. But the question is something which is five times fard upon us and we are praying. Have you done any course of salah? Have you gone to any Imam Sahib or a teacher or proper scholar of Deen Islam where we ask them to teach our salah? What are the fara'id, the wajibat, sunan, mustahabbat, makruhat, mufsidat? Probably you would be listing these names very first time, many of our views. What about learning them and then implementing and offering salah the way Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam offered? How important that is. Offering salah the way Sahaba Ikram did copy Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Offering salah the way the people who are Allah-fearing people offered salah. You should copy them, respective viewers. This is very important. Ramadan is there. Alhamdulillah, we've got tendency to go to masajid to offer salah, but it's very important to offer salah correctly. So I would encourage you, take some time out. Speak to Imam Sahib. Speak to an alim-e-deen scholar, alhamdulillah, and ask them to listen your salah and to teach you the important rulings of salah. And I would recommend a book called Laws of Salah. www.dawatislami.net. You can go visit and read these masail. If you don't understand, ask any relevant Sunni scholar to teach you. If you would like to do a course, alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami offers salah courses. Find out from Fezan Online Academy Salah course. Take admission. Spend some money. Start learning. This is important. This should be one of your targets in Ramadan, that I must seek this knowledge which is fard upon me. You can watch Madani channel, alhamdulillah. You can go to weekly gatherings of Dawat Islami and speak to Muballighin of Dawat Islami. Ask them that you would like to learn Salah. That's free of cost. You can travel in qafilas of Dawat Islami. Their salah is also taught. When there is a will, there is a way. If you would like to learn, you can learn. It is very important to seek this knowledge. You are praying salah, but if you are not praying properly, that's not right. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we seek knowledge, and we correctly offer salah. That's all for today. We'll be back with another interesting topic. Until then, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi. وسلم.
The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey, not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan boxes closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.